This is the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio. It's Donal Kavanagh standing in for Greg on the show this week. And one of Ireland's youngest politicians has opened up about his booze and gambling demons, we're told, admitting, "I was out of control." Kerry councillor John Francis Flynn is 27, and Councillor Flynn joins us on the line. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Donal.
John, you have come out publicly and spoken about the issues you have with drink and gambling, and reading over what you had to say, it is a very difficult story.
Well, yeah, you know, anyone in addiction, you know, they go through a tough time. You know, I went through a tough time. It's kind of a very lonely time. You know, I'd be a very confident person, like, and you know, when drinking, you know, I had gambling as well. So, you know, when they kind of set in on you, like, you know, it can totally turn your personality upside down, and you know, turn you into a different person. And I think that's kind of the main thing, really, is like, you know, that you are a different person in addiction, like, you know.
Now, I know from my job as a local radio reporter the amount of work that councillors do. I can't conceive how anyone could go through the experiences you were going through with drink and gambling issues and also function as a councillor. I honestly don't see how that could be done.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, the first couple of years that I was elected, you know, I was able to cover it up very much so. You know, I was able to... You know, a lot of the work would be done on the phone, and I was still doing my work. But you know, in the last say 5 or 6 months, it really kind of gotten top of me, and I just, you know, my head was just totally fried from drink, and you know, I couldn't function, like, you know, the last few months I couldn't answer the phone or I couldn't talk to people, like, so you know, I weren't, in the last couple of months, I weren't doing the work that I was supposed to be doing, like, you know, so you know, that's being honest about it, like.
Was that one of the triggers that led you to seek help?
Well, I suppose it was one of the triggers, but I suppose it was also something that I drank, and you know, that you know, I was disappointed with myself, like, and I knew with a while, like, that I had a serious problem. I knew I had to get help, but to say the biggest problem with addiction is denial, and actually accepting that you have a problem. And me, like most other people that go through it, you know, it takes a long time to actually accept that you have a problem and, you know, face up to actually going and getting help. You know, that's the main thing is trying to actually accept that you have a problem and, you know, face up that, look, I have a problem, I need to get help. And look, thankfully I did. You know, there's other people out there, you know, who might get the chance, or you know, or who don't catch it in time, like. But look, I'm lucky that I did.
And there was an instance where one of your colleagues in Fianna Fáil literally walked into a pub, put his arm around you, and said, "I think you need help, and I'm here to offer it."
Yeah, John Brazel, our local TD here, and you know, John would be a great friend of mine. We'd work very closely together, and you know, I'd always answer the phone to John, and I remember that day. So John rang me. He was trying to ring me for a few weeks before it, but he rang me that morning, and I didn't answer the phone. And then he texted me and he said, "Ring me, it's urgent." And of course, I never rang him back. And I remember I was sitting down. We were having a game of cards. This was a Friday, inside in the pub. And next thing, John landed into the bar. And I remember, you know, I just wanted the ground to open up and just, you know, swallow me, like, because, you know, I couldn't look John straight in the eyes, like, because I knew that I was wrong to be there, like, but I just couldn't look him straight in the eyes, like, and I knew why he was there. And but in fairness, like, you know, he was very good the way he came around it. You know, he sat down actually and had a game of cards with us, and then he just asked me, he said, "I want to have a chat with you out the back before I go." And you know, he let on that it was about work and stuff like that. And you know, he spoke to me as a friend, and I think that really was the turning point for me. And you know, I'm very grateful that he did come back and do that, because you know, I haven't looked back. You know, I'm still early in recovery, but I can see the changes already. Like, you know, the interest has come back. Like, I climbed Cairn Tool last Saturday. Now I was up at the Galway and Clare match on Sunday. Like, you know, there were things like that I just lost total interest in.
You, after the discussion with John Brazel, you went to the Talbot Grove Centre in Castle Island. You underwent the 30-day regime there. You've come out of that, and thankfully, one day at a time as ever, but thankfully so far your recovery has been successful and sustained. From a personal point of view, obviously, it's one little victory every day, and that continues, hopefully. From a political point of view, we know there are local elections next year, and it's the hard job for a councillor to be re-elected at the best of times. You could potentially have a stressful time ahead.
Of course, politics isn't easy, but you know, if you asked me, like, you know, 2 months ago, like, you know, about an election, like, I wouldn't even be able to talk about it. But look, if, you know, I'm going to contest the election, however I get on, I'll get on, and, you know, I'll deal with it. And I think that's the one good thing about, you know, actually even going and doing the treatment. But drink aside, or but addiction aside, it actually, you know, it actually teaches you how to actually learn to live and, you know, enjoy yourself, and, you know, how to actually deal with the problems. Like, because I think it's actually a program, the 12-step program that I did in treatment. I think it would be beneficial for any person to do it, especially maybe in secondary school or something like that, because what you learn through it, you know, drink aside or gambling aside, you know, it's powerful stuff, in fairness, like, you know.
So from your own point of view, then, as we say, it is, as ever, on a 12-step programme, one day at a time. But a challenge ahead, and a challenge you're now far better equipped to handle than you would have been a year ago.
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. And, you know, the best thing I did, like, was come out and actually talk about it, because, look, good old Ireland, you know, we brush everything under the carpet, and, you know, we can't talk about, you know, my son has a problem or my daughter has a problem, you know, what will the neighbours say? And there's a lot of that, and, you know, we're all guilty of that. And, you know, when I told a few of my family and friends that, you know, that I was going to speak about it on the radio, you know, a lot of them said, you know, Jesus, you're stone mad to do that. But, like, I knew it was the right thing to do, and I'm glad I did it, because, you know, even the weekend now, I can go into a bar and I can have a Club Orange and stuff like that. Now, a lot of people can't. They feel they can't go into a bar. But, look, I was always a social person and I like going out. And but I spot now, like, that, you know, since I went on the radio, everyone knows about it. No one comes up and offers me a drink in a bar. Even when I go in, the publican will put a Club Orange up in front of me, you know. And it makes it a lot easier. And, you know, we here in Kerry, like, you know, with young people as well, you know, we face, you know, with a lot of mental health problems, you know, a lot of it down to drink problems and drug problems and all that. And I know that, you know, Donegal would be a very similar.
It would indeed. It would indeed. Sadly, yes.
Face the same problems, like, but, you know, for any person out there, like, there's a great life, and in moderation, of course, drink, like, you know. And I, you know, it's great people go out and they have a few drinks and socialise and enjoy themselves. I'm not at all, like, against drink. What I'm against is, like, you know, people that can't put a drink down, like myself, that have a problem like that. That there is help there. And, look, I know I was one person that that used the excuse of the cost of treatment, and treatment is expensive, and I think it has to be made more accessible to people. You know, I was lucky that, you know, my father had health insurance out on me, and I was able to avail of it that way. But it is something that we need to look at, because, like, it's a problem. You know, even the HSE is putting problem on the HSE. It's putting problems on, I suppose, Garda resources and everything, because, look, we do mad stuff in addiction, you know.
Yeah.
And we do stuff in addiction that we never would do. And just for any young person out there, for any person, you know, there's no need to blame yourself, you know, for what you do in addiction, because it's not you, it's a different person. And it's a lot of, you know, you're ashamed to actually face up to it, but people will admire you. You know, I know that people I've got nothing but support from people since I've opened up. And, like, people will admire a person for actually being honest and, you know, actually facing up to their problem.
John, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us today. That's Kerry Councillor John Francis Flynn, member of Fianna Fáil. The support, just finally, John, the support from the party has been important to you as well. Micheál Martin down, all behind you on this.
Yeah, I got a phone call from Micheál Martin, and I actually met him. He came down, and I met him, and in fairness, like, you know, very supportive. All of my colleagues have been very supportive. My colleagues had actually met, a few of them had met about my problem before John actually came back. So, like, you know, people are very supportive, and people talk about, you know, politicians being cutthroat and everything, and across the board here in Kerry, like, every party since my story have come out, I've got nothing but support. And, you know, it actually, that morning that I was on the radio, do you know what I mean? It was the first time that I've seen in a long time where that even every person across the board, politicians, everyone was on the same side, do you know? And everyone just wanted the same thing, to put the message across, do you know?
John, we wish you well. Councillor John Francis Flynn, thanks very much indeed for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks, Donald.